And right now it is time to speak with Brian Ross, Real News. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning at this time, and we take a look at news stories both local, near, and far. And I'll say good morning to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
And you've got an event coming up. Brian, of course, is going to be part of an event, part of the month-long celebration of the 125th anniversary of the Lakeville Journal, which, by the way, kicked off at the Movie House once again, the film series yesterday. That film series continues with three more shows. But the Salisbury Forum will talk about the future of American journalism, and I do believe you'll be moderating that, right, Brian?
That's absolutely correct. Joined by Marty Baron, the former executive editor of the Washington Post, and you probably best know him perhaps from his role in the movie Spotlight. He was the executive editor of the Boston Globe, and they did that incredible investigative work there, along with the new editor in chief of the Lakeville Journal, John Costin, the former Wall Street Journal editor, and Subrata Day, a young woman, a former colleague of mine, who's now the one of the top people at Vice, to get a sense of the range of what's happening in media. And, you know, why so many newspapers, 2,200 newspapers in the last few years, have closed, and we're proud to say the Lakeville Journal so far is not one of them. We're thriving, as you saw from we had a big street fair this weekend in Salisbury. And, Marshall, I was at the movie last night. We screened All the President's Men. Very telling and very appropriate. We came out of the movie, turned on the radio, and heard all the news about all the president's men now under investigation, from Giuliani to Roger Stone to a full range of people who are under investigation now. So quite a time then and quite a time now.
Well, when you look at what's happening now with all the president's men, not only is there the investigation into the January 6th uprising at the Capitol, but there's an investigation, of course, into the Trump Company in New York State, where the head of that company is willing to go to jail and not let out with all the goods. But then you have the offshoot of that. Rudy Giuliani is now a target of the investigation in Georgia. And also the governor of Georgia has now tried to quash a subpoena to bring him in. And the investigation, which is just... it's a cut and dry case, because you have the president on the phone asking them to find one more vote than Joe Biden. I mean, there's just so many different levels. This is like opening an onion.
I'll tell you, we're peeling back the layers here. And, you know, of course, the latest we're all focused on is the outcome of that raid, the search warrant served at Mar-a-Lago almost not 2 weeks ago. And the continuing spinning of the attempt to spin by the Trump allies of why he did no wrong. It's just not credible. That's the problem. It's just not credible.
And then we can go back to Liz Cheney. She got trounced in her bid to return to Congress on the Republican Party line. But I think Donald Trump is going to rue the day, because I do believe she will try to bring together true conservative Republicans in an effort to run for president. Which would,
I think you're right about that. Absolutely right.
Which would tear the Republican Party apart, and which doom, if Donald Trump runs, it would doom his chances.
Well, I don't know if it would doom his chances, but she's going to have a lot of support. There'll be a lot of people who prepare to financially support her early on, and to do anything to you know, true blue conservatives. You know, just don't see Trump really as a loyal conservative. He's out for himself. There's a different factor for his supporters, but there are a lot of, you know, the hardline, old-time conservative Republicans. Let's not forget, Liz Cheney voted with Donald Trump most of the time when she was in Congress. She was far from progressive or a liberal, but as you say, her ability now that Trump has pushed her out of her congressional seat, her ability to run for president is unfettered, and no doubt we're going to see that.
And me being a progressive, I'm not a huge fan of Dick Cheney, but she's got that whole gang of true conservative Republicans, Dick Cheney and other powerful Republicans that have been sitting by the side on her side, so she can make a big difference in the life of Donald Trump in the future.
I think so. I think you're right about that. Be careful what you wish for. He got her out of Congress, and now she's launching a campaign. You know, a woman who stood up for principle and is prepared to sacrifice her seat. You know, why aren't there more members of Congress like that who will stand up for principle and be prepared? If I lose at the ballot, so what? I lose the ballot box, that's okay.
All right. I want to move on to the Ukraine for just a moment. And that war definitely is in a stalemate, with Ukraine actually holding positions. I was looking at the Russians there, what they've done on the Eastern Front, and it hasn't been that much. But now, once again, it brings in another power plant, a nuclear power plant in the Ukraine, that really somebody has to come in and save that situation.
Well, it's rough there, and Ukraine, you know, continues to push with the advanced arms they've been getting. They're doing a pretty good job of holding the Russians in check. And a fascinating story this morning in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal has a similar take on the sort of special forces that have been trained to operate behind Russian lines that have been blowing up the Russian ammo depots and airports, and really giving them a significant, you know, setback in their efforts to move into that part of Ukraine they want to conquer.
And the amazing attack in well, it's Ukraine, but now it's actually as part of Russia, in Crimea, was especially telling. Was you know, I guess, you know, that was a great you can run but you can't hide moment.
Indeed, and. But the bottom line is it shows no sign of this war of ending anytime soon. Neither side's been dealt enough of a crippling blow to say uncle, and so it continues. And we see who can resupply the best. And the Ukrainian strategy, I'm sure aided by U.S. and NATO strategists, is to cut off their flow of arms, makes it harder for them to fight, and surround pockets of the Russian forces, which they have done.
And as your role as an investigative reporter, do these documents that the FBI removed from Mar-a-Lago, the very sensitive documents, do they really have the ability to cause a lot of problems for Donald Trump?
Well, yes. You know, the question is, do they just want the documents back, or do they want to prosecute him? The search warrant, the part we've seen at least, suggests they are conducting a criminal investigation, including obstruction of justice for failing to turn these over. You know, as we've seen in the Times first reported, Trump's lawyer certified in writing that all classified information had already been turned over, and they find 10 more boxes worth of stuff. So that's a problem for Trump, and certainly for his lawyers who made that certification. They become witnesses. Perhaps if they lied to the FBI, they becomes a crime in itself. You know, lawyers can be disbarred for doing that. And then the other issue is, you know, the Trump claim that just by the fact that he took them out of the White House indicates that he had essentially declassified them. And the issue there is that the law is imprecise about how that process works. There is a process. He did not follow the process. But there's an argument that could be made, and with this current Supreme Court, who knows, that no law of Congress can sort of circumscribe what the president can do about declassification. That's solely up to him, and Congress can't say a whit about it. That would be the legal argument the Trump people might try to make. But as we saw in the Washington Post yesterday, he's having a hard time finding any lawyers at all who will represent him, certainly not top-flight lawyers. They're calling them the C-minus band of lawyers that he's signed on so far.
All right. Well, once again, we'll see what happens in the coming week with Ukraine, with Mar-a-Lago, with January 6th. We're living in pretty amazing times, Brian.
I'll tell you, and you know, it's we just can't ignore the fact that you know, Donald Trump continues to be item number one. We're talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. I think there's a kind of a Trump fatigue. And I have a suspicion that the mass of American voters that are in the middle are just tired of Trump. They don't want to hear any more about it. And they can make that decision at the ballot box.
All right, Brian, we will speak to you next week.
Great talking to you, Marshall. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Brian Ross and Real News here at Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can find Brian on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.